Good morning to you, Mubarak. Sorry I had to just cut you off very quickly on the phone as we went live, but Mubarak just called in to talk about Lamu. We mentioned it earlier with Explorer, with Laura from Explorer, and this island in Kenya, Lamu, and Mubarak wanted to share his story. He's from Kenya, and he says it's the most beautiful island and that you travel around, it's so small, by donkey on the island. Now, I know of this because a couple of very good friends of mine have been to Lamu, and one of them travels there regularly, so I know it's a very special place. So thank you for your call. SMS is coming in with your funny travel story, dramatic travel story. So let's have a look. From Simon, new in Dubai. Welcome, Simon. In a small town in China's Fujian province with friends, we stopped for something to eat. It was a small place, and after we decided what we wanted, the man taking your order dispatches his son to a shop to get the ingredients. Then we asked for a hop-based beverage, and again the boy was sent scampering to get it. It was only when he'd had to go a third time to get the bottle opener that we twigged this was not a restaurant, and we had in fact just plonked ourselves down at a table in somebody's house. Outside somebody's house. While apologising profusely, they insisted we stay and cooked a basic but lovely meal for us, and we left a good tip. That's a great story.
Well, there's one here, Suzanne. Ben was on a bus trip in Borneo and the bus broke down. The driver and handyman quickly crawled under the bus to replace a part. Totally oblivious, Ben's wife got onto the onboard toilet and flushed it.
Oh,
to the surprise of all passengers, especially the kids, the handyman crawled out from under the bus with wet and disgusted faces.
I should think he
just
did.
Just be careful.
Yes. And here as well, this is from Donald. In the early 80s, I got on a train in Goa, India, to go to Calcutta. Being a young backpacker, I did not have much money, so took a third class. Having no idea how long it would take, I tried to find out from my fellow human sardines when we would arrive. Language difficulties meant that I had a little faith in the confused answers. 3.5 days later, living on a diet of baby bananas sold through the windows, we finally arrived. What a story. Great. Now, Richard, you've been doing your research. Two places that you've been to a few times, and I know you're very fond of. One is the States, yep. USA, and I know you lived there for a while as well, and Thailand. So let's look at the USA today and see what you found. If we're thinking of where to go this summer, not member mind up, or even been thinking, you know, I quite fancy the States, but I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, the thing about America really is that there's so much to do. There's so much diversity. In one trip, you can have a city break, you can have a beach holiday, you can go to a theme park, you can go to areas of interest, outstanding, beautiful national parks, that sort of thing. So it's a self-contained holiday. And it's quite easy to get there now from the UAE. There's direct flights on Emirates to New York, Houston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and I think Philadelphia. But what I'm going to talk about a little bit today is Florida, because I think it's a great holiday for the family. The kids will love it. The adults will love it. And there's some great deals there. Now, what I've done to try and sort of cheapen it up, because obviously it's going to be expensive going to America from this part of the world. It's a long, long haul flight. So roughly for your direct flights to America, you're looking at around 6,000 to 8,000 AED dirham, which is the expensive part of the trip. Once you get there, my advice would be to hire a car, do a fly drive. It's great fun getting the maps and the tour books out before you go and deciding and having discussions of where you want to travel, what you want to see. Some people may win where they want to go, others may not. But in Florida, you get the lot. So I would advise flying to Miami. And then you hire a car in Miami. And in Miami, you can hire a car, a really nice brand new car with GPS, comfortably seat for about 100 AED a day.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you can upgrade that. And one thing to be aware of, when you land at any American airport, the sales team will pounce on you.
Right.
They will try and upgrade your insurance. They will try and upgrade your car. They'll try and upgrade everything. So be very, very careful. And it's very easy to be tempted when you've had a long flight and somebody shows you a picture of a nice convertible and you get your credit card out. It's happened to me.
Okay. But
you can upgrade if you want a bigger car, if there's more of you traveling. And then, really, once you arrive, for example, accommodation, I would always advise pre-book your first couple of nights before you arrive. And then you're on your own road tripping, and you'll get used to the different motels. I recommend the Holiday Inns, the Ramadars, the Days Inns, that sort of thing. You can have accommodation very, very cheap. And also, if you're going with good friends, the rooms have two queen size to king size beds in them. So if you're happy to share, again, you can cut costs.
So when you're saying it's cheap, the hotel's cheap, but it's still, you know, I mean, cheap, but is
Well, for example, to stay in the Holiday Inn in Miami, in South Beach, which is right on the waterfront, I've actually stayed in this very hotel. At the moment, it's about $125 US a night, which is, with taxes and everything, you're talking around 400 to 450 dirhams a night.
Okay.
Which, if there's four of you sharing, don't forget, that is quite reasonable.
So that's for the room, not per person?
No, that's for the room.
Okay, right, great, yeah.
So, and then four people can, and in all the rooms they have fridges, so you can self-cater if you wish, and whatever. Then hit the road. And from Miami, I would suggest you, first of all, you go south, and you travel to the Florida Keys, which are amazing. The drive down there is just sublime. You go over the bridges over, I think, about 30 different islands, and then eventually you arrive at Key West, which is famous, really, for where Hemingway, the great author, lived and wrote. And it's modern. I mean, I've been going there for many years on and off, but when I first went there, it was sort of felt like a sort of old fishing village, really. Yeah. But now it's quite a modern resort. Great hotels, great water sports, great sort of restaurants and jazz bands and that sort of thing. And then if you head up from there, you head up then the West Coast. Once you hit the mainland of Florida again, you go across a road called Alligator Alley.
Okay.
I wonder why that is. And you're in the heart of the Everglades, the swamplands.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
is where you can go on the swamp boats. The wildlife is amazing. There's full tours. You actually go out there and experience the swamp life. Go up the West Coast through Naples and that sort of thing. And then if you have families, hook a ride and go to Disney World.
Mm.
Here you've got International Drive, which is where all the motels are, which I've done before. You can actually, you know, arrive there and barter at the hotels. And, and check three or four out and decide on the one you want to stay in. There's a great hotel on International Drive called the Peabody, which is a very famous hotel, and it's very famous for the fact that the eccentric owners owns ducks, pet ducks, which live in the penthouse of the hotel. And
right.
twice a day they come down in their own express elevator, cross the lobby, cross the drive, and go into the duck pond.
I've seen this. It's
yes.
been on in a film, or it's on
no, it's,
something.
I've seen it, and there's a trumpeter, and
yeah.
it's very eccentric. It's worthwhile. But then you can go into all the theme parks. You can go into Disneyland, Epcot Center, MGM, all of those things. The kids will love it. There's great shows, great experiences, that sort of thing. Then all in the same holiday, you check when there's a shuttle going up. I know there's not many going up anymore because that program's finishing. I was lucky enough to see one go up a couple of years ago. Go over to Cape Canaveral, which is where all the space exploration went from, and the tours and the sites. You can actually see the Apollo rockets and everything there, and it's great fun. And then you head back down the East Coast and you go down through all the lovely famous sort of coastal resorts down there and get back to Miami, fly back. Great holiday.
Sounds like a great holiday.
2 weeks. And you can do it yourself. There's other ways you can do America. You can do it on tours as well. There's a few we can talk about tours where you can go, where it's all organized for you. You go on the Greyhound buses and that sort of thing, and you're actually shuttled around and shown around. And if you're not comfortable driving, or you just want to sit and relax, look out the window, those are great tours. And you get to see a huge amount of a great country in a very short time.
Details of this trip will go up on the Facebook page, Dubai Today 103.8. Join me there and find out more of the information. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Ethiopia.